Compass FM. With me in the studio, Hamish Hyde from Rangiora Mazda Auto Super Shop in Rangiora as well. Hamish, how are you, man?
Yeah, good, thanks. Good. Good morning.
Hey, Rangiora Mazda, every time I talk about a Mazda, I got my very first speeding ticket in an RX2. It was down Billy Ave in 1981 or something crazy like that. The RX vehicles for Mazda, they're just pretty fragile in some parts, but they're just amazing vehicles, aren't they?
Yeah, they definitely are, and they've gained quite a cult following over the years, and certainly some of them are gone into that classic realm now, so no, really good.
If you picked up an RX2 now, what would you sort of look at, you know, price-wise? They're in the 20, 30 grand sort of market.
Absolutely, and fully restored one, they could even be double that, yeah.
Wow.
So times have changed a fair bit.
I absolutely love the look of the RX8s. Is there any RX8s around at the moment? Because they had a wee bit of a bad reputation with the engines, didn't they?
They did, yes, and like certainly a lot of it was just due to lack of servicing and the likes, but things have certainly moved on a wee bit, and I've started to gain more of a cult following as well, like Mazda MX-5s,
yes,
something similar, so yeah.
That's a great brand, really, Hamish, it's an absolute great brand. Let's talk about another brand that you've got, Auto Super Shop in Rangiora right now. You've got a new product, and I'm pretty keen to talk about this. It is called Eurotune. Tell basically what is Eurotune.
Okay, so Eurotune is a effectively a computer. It's used as a pass-through device that goes from a laptop to the vehicle. Now we have access to a lot of different files for different cars that essentially, if a vehicle is giving problems or people want a performance tune, a tune for towing, or a tune for economy, we can utilize this pass-through device to upload their computer with different software to either fix faults in engine management systems and transmissions for that matter, as well as doing those other tunes.
Is this a pretty unique to Auto Super Shop?
It is, yes. So we have a franchise in the North Canterbury area for that piece of equipment. The distributor is in Auckland, but we have access to all their files, and essentially when a vehicle comes in with a problem, we download the software off that computer, send it away. It is developed and changed in the background. That software or patch file is sent back to us. We upload it into the vehicle's computer. All this essentially occurs inside an hour. So it becomes a drive-in, drive-out service, and yeah, a lot of emission-related concerns that can bring check engine warning lights on can be fixed without going too deep as far as diagnostic times and stuff like that.
This sounds like a very, very cool thing to do. Obviously, could you do this as part of your normal service?
Absolutely, and we are doing that as a tag-on service to our you know, normal maintenance schedules on vehicles. So yeah, it's quite a cool thing to be involved in, and the changes we've seen in some cars for reasonable cost versus spending a lot of money on parts and labour. It's been really cool to see.
So this is actually going to be, it's basically changing the brain of the car, isn't it?
It is, yes.
To actually saying, hey, I can actually do a wee bit more. I can do this slightly differently. That's amazing.
Definitely. You know, it's been a huge change in the industry, and one they're developing all the time as well. So as new models come on stream, as different problems develop in cars, they are essentially looking at those problems. Okay, what can we do to sort them? And then they'll write a file for that, and we're able to upload that into the vehicle's computer.
You can do all of this for Mazdas, but all other brands as well, right?
Yes, yeah. So as well as Mazda, we concentrate on a lot of European vehicles. Where it has been good is a lot of tradie type utes, where essentially they're looking maybe for more economy across a fleet, or certainly performance for towing. A lot of these tradies are towing trailers that sort of 2.5 ton sort of thing.
Yeah.
So it's really helped them in that arena, and once again from a fleet side of things, there's been some huge savings for some companies out there.
Absolutely, if you've got a fleet, then you need to have a chat with Hamish from Auto Super Shop in Rangiora. This would help just the normal mums and dads as well?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, across the year with fuel consumption in a vehicle, you know, if we can often work out what that average is. And in most cases, we can gain anything north of 20% on savings across a year, 2 years, you know, into the future of that vehicle. So
20% saving on fuel?
Correct, yeah.
Really?
Yep.
That's a fifth. Your bill drops a fifth.
Yeah, absolutely. Some vehicles do react differently to it. And driving style and environment always comes into it. But certainly those are the gains we're looking at, yeah.
So if you need to save some money as far as fuel is concerned, and just maybe sort of bypass one or two engine warning lights that come on and you need to worry about that. The Eurotune is very, very... Is it popular? People are coming in to you need to book for this?
Booking's essential, so we can firstly do a wee bit of background work to understand what is available for that particular model.
Yep.
And also, you know, run through the options we have, because it does vary as far as how extensive you want that install to be.
Can I ask a question? You might not actually know the answer to this, it's just popped into my head. When were the computers started to become more prevalent in vehicle engine mapping systems? When are they 10 years old, 15, 20?
Mid to late 80s we started to see that.
Oh, really?
But as far as the ability to upgrade them, that come in sort of early 2000s or late 90s, early 2000s, yes.
Okay, so if you've got a car that's maybe 15 years old but you still wanted to actually try and maybe do some work with it, you can certainly book in for Auto Super Shop and go through the Eurotune. Would this be better for a more recent model?
No, look, once again, we can deal with older models. Even initially without a booking, we can just take phone calls. You know, that's certainly free of charge. We just make sure that we can do it to the vehicle, and we're actually going to make gains before we enter into doing it.
Okay, so any vehicle, any road vehicle, does this apply to farming vehicles?
Absolutely. So passenger cars through to commercial fleets, so utes,
yep.
Trucks, tractors, you name it. Anything computer controlled.
Can you go out to a farm to deal with this or to get it organised, or do they have to bring the tractor in? Just saying.
In most cases, we do prefer going or being on site at the workshop. Mm. Reason being, because we're dealing with software files going across the web and essentially coming back. Mm. If there's any challenges with communication, i.e. cell phone coverage and bits and pieces like that,
yeah,
that's when we can end up with a blank file, and that's something we don't want to reinstall in a vehicle.
That. No. Because then you go and you turn the key or push the button and go,
no, nobody's home.
Don't want that.
Absolutely
don't want that. So Eurotune is the word that you need to remember when you're giving Hamish and the team a call at Auto Super Shop, ring your Mazda, and make sure that you make a phone call. If you want to save some money on your fuel bill over the next 12 months, 24 months or so, that's a no-brainer, really, is it?
It is, yeah.
That's the main thing for, shall we say, normal members of the community, but for tradies or those that are in business, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes hard to get your head around sort of initial outlay, but if you're definitely looking at keeping the vehicle for some time, absolutely those long-term savings is what we're trying to help with. And, you know, long-term certainly performance of the vehicle, but also it can build in reliability.
Absolutely. So, okay, find out what the investment will be by giving Hamish and the team a call at Auto Super Shop, Rangiora, or just Rangiora Mazda. Google the numbers, you'll be able to find them. Hamish, thanks for coming in to Compass FM. That sounds like a really, really exciting sort of...
It is, no, it's pretty cool to be involved with.
Brilliant stuff.
Compass FM.